AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Quinn. The House has given the final vote needed to keep gay. House changes. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson, gay marriage and interracial unions need to be preserved.
The founding fathers, imperfect as they were, said we create a more perfect union, and we're specifically here. Justice on the United States Supreme Court, Justice Thomas, appallingly stated that other cherished rights should be subject to the abrogation and the right to cases.
Virginia Congressman Bob Good was opposed.
God's perfect design is indeed marriage between one man and one woman for life.
President Biden's already said he'll sign the legislation, which the Senate passed last night. Colorado has unsealed the criminal record of the alleged killed five people last month at a Colorado Springs club. Anderson Aldrich, who allegedly threatened his bomb, leading to a neighborhood evacuation last year, also reportedly said he would become America's next mass killer, but charges against him in that case weren't. Just days after damage to a North Carolina
power failure reported, says Duke Energy, after South Carolina. Duke Energy says it's working closely with the FBI. Thousands of Duke Energy customers in neighboring North Carolina lost power over the weekend after authorities or more people drove up to two substations, breached gates, and opened fire. I'm Rita Foley.
Russia has WNBA star Brittany Griner in a high-level swap. President Biden announced it this morning.
She's on a plane. She's on her way home.
Exchange a Russian felon, once nicknamed the Merchant of Been released by the U.S. This is AP News.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see. It costs less, but people are happier with it. Like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $100 a month. And that's huge, but it's also people are way more satisfied after making the switch too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare worked around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth, a huge nationwide PPO network. So yeah, you can fun and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number. One Bible, 855.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Judge Jennifer Darrow was defending herself after words she gave a man she convicted for domestic abuse last week 2 days to report to jail. In that time, sheriff's deputies in Illinois say Michael Liu broke into his in-laws' home and shot at them and stabbed them several times. Darrow's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign says most judges actually give abuse convicts more time to report to jail. Wisconsin taxpayers will likely have to pay state taxes on any student loan debt forgiven. Some tax professionals are telling people to report loan forgiveness as income, even if they don't get a 1099-C form from their loan servicer. In sports, the Bucks beat Sacramento last night. College volleyball Sweet 16 play today. Wisconsin host Penn State and Marquette takes on top-seeded Texas. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
It's Thursday, so that means Dr. Mike is here to fix your life and your lineup.
Pray on their desperation. That's my advice as a psychologist. Pray on the desperation of others.
You totally need that plaque in your office, Dr. Mike.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center, our home base of Waukesha, Madison Tonight, Jane Matinair, right now. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic. It is Thursday. One of our favorite people, Dr. Mike, is going to be here at 11:30, so I love talking to him.
You do love talking to him. I mean, I love talking to him, too, because he has been my best friend for 15 years, but it is fun to be able to have him on the show every week. And so at 11:30, get your questions ready for either your career, love life, mental health, but also your fantasy football lineup.
Equally important,
especially to your pocketbook, potentially. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup. That is happening at 11:30, 844-967-2789. And then at 12:30, we're talking to a different kind of doctor, one who is an MD instead of a PhD. Dr. Scott Saunders is joining us to talk about the rarity of addiction specialists in hospitals.
This is a surprise.
Is it?
I guess because we have talked so much more about addiction in the last 15 years, you would think that this would be something that would be part of our system of health already.
Yeah. And so basically, this is a story that there are few, despite all the kinds of different kinds of specialists that are usually employed by a hospital, addiction specialists is not one of them. Whereas Dr. Scott Saunders is an internal medicine hospitalist who recently got added on a certification in addiction. And so we're going to talk about the importance of that and what training is missing from med school, the importance of this, and also just the difference between treating addiction as a disease that deserves treatment versus a moral failing.
As a character flaw.
Yes. And so that's coming up at 12:30. At 1 p.m., we had legend John McGivern on Tuesday, and now we have a different Milwaukee legend, John Gerda, writer, historian, joining us at 1 p.m. today. And I'm so excited because he's announced amongst multiple retiring, I guess you could say,
big
from
names.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, George Stanley, David Haynes, and also John Gerda is hanging it up for his 29-year run as a historian columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which is a long time.
It is a long time. He wrote one of my favorite books of all time, The Making of Milwaukee.
Is also a documentary, right?
Yes, it is. The book is incredible. Some of the pictures, I still want to get a copy from the Milwaukee Historical Society. There's a tall ship going down the river on Water Street. And it's, you know, from like the 1880s.
Yeah.
And it's just such a throwback. It's a wonderful, I've given many as Christmas gifts.
Yes. And so this is my first time talking to him. So I'm so excited to have him on the show. And the variety of questions from his history to Milwaukee's history to Wisconsin's history, he will be a treasure trove of stories, I imagine. And then at the end of the show, we're going to talk to for the WAPON, right?
Yes.
And so the first of many highlighting of Christmas shows that are coming across Wisconsin. So the Cowsills?
The Cowsills. Now, you're not going to remember them.
No. I looked this up and I was like, oh, this feels like something I should know, but don't know. The Cowsills Family Christmas.
Yeah. They were very along the lines of Peter, Paul, and Mary, very folksy.
Oh.
When folk music was big, probably in the early 60s, early 70s. I have memories of them.
Okay, and it's Wetoma, not WAPON.
It's Wetoma, yes.
And it's the show is this Saturday at December 10th at 7 p.m. in Wetoma, the Cowsills Family Christmas. Yeah. So we will talk to Vicky Poschel.
I believe so.
We'll ask her how to pronounce her name.
We'll just call her Vic.
Vic. But to start off with today's show, the story that caught my eye is, you know, I don't think I'm being mean when I say that Republicans have a reputation or even take pride in being cheap. Being frugal.
Yes.
I'm a fiscal conservative.
Watching pennies.
Watch spending. Mm. And that is, you know, often part of their platform. But it was news to me that the Wisconsin GOP does not pay their chairman. It's a volunteer role, which I just found out because the conversation has now shifted to, should we make this a paid position?
Since the red wave didn't happen?
Kind of, yeah. So this was a conversation. So it's been, apparently, in the last, you know, they're now going to pick their third chairman. Because Paul Farrow, who is both also the Waukesha County executive, has said that he is not going to renew or not going to try to be the chairman again, even though he had been the Wisconsin GOP chairman, I think, since 2019.
Okay.
When did he take it over? I might have gotten that name that year wrong. But he has said, I'm going to focus on being reelected as county executive for Waukesha instead of continuing to chair the Wisconsin GOP. And so now the conversation, I guess, has shifted to, should we pay this person? And I would say, yeah, if, you know, and because it doesn't, doing this, that job, which feels like if you're going to do it well, would take a lot of work. And just doing it as a volunteer position feels, I'm just shocked that it's, they've done as well as they've done, having the person being in charge of the party have to have a different full-time job, because unless they're independently wealthy, to take on a non-paid position that requires as much work as, you know, I'm much more familiar with Ben Wickler and the Democratic Party. And in this story by Lawrence Andrea of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Ben Wickler gets paid well. Let's just put it that way. They printed his
salary.
Yeah.
Should I take a guess?
Take a guess. It's printed, so I don't feel like, you know, it's funny
not a
to
secret
have that,
it's
that feeling of, oh, we don't talk about our salaries pop up, but
oh,
it's like
let's
it's
talk
in
money.
The journal. It's in the Journal Sentinel, so I'm like, I guess we could talk about it.
Well, how about 120?
More.
More? 160.
More.
Wow.
Yeah.
180?
More.
Two?
A little less.
190.
A little more.
195.
A little more.
198.
There you go.
I'm applying for the GOP job.
Well, that's not what the GOP pays.
What?
GOP pays zero.
Zippo.
Ben Wickler, who is the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and has done, you know, the outpacing of the fundraising that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has done compared to the Wisconsin GOP. And I think that is why this conversation is starting to happen, is should this be a position that we pony up and pay for so someone can do it full time?
Well, and you know better than I, but I mean, this position involves fundraising, right? Campaigning or
totally.
What? It kind of oversees everything that's going on in the state for the state party.
Yes. I mean, as far as I understand, I've never worked for either party. And so this is my knowledge is insofar as I can read about it and, you know, learn what people say that they do. But I think it is, I'm sure it is strategy. I'm sure it's part of it is also the recruitment of candidates and training of candidates. But it's a lot, I would imagine, the fundraising and just being on the phone and relationships and donors and all of that. And I'm sure it's, if you're a political animal, like, I'm sure it's a very fun job regardless of the party, but it's just wild. I guess I just assumed, because who would want to do that job for free?
And as you said, have another full-time position.
And have another full-time position.
And that is a very critically important role.
Yeah. I mean, especially in a state like ours, where it is so close so often, at least on statewide elections. And I think that is why this has been raised, is because it was the red wave that wasn't. Obviously, there's still a dominant majority in the state legislature, for reasons that we talk about often, of being gerrymandering. But in the statewide offices, obviously Ron Johnson and this treasurer were the only Republicans that won. And even Ron Johnson's race was the closest Senate race, I think they'd said, in like 100 years. Wow. As far as how close it was between Mandela and Ron Johnson was there. While governor has typically been very close and presidents have been even closer, I guess the Senate race has not been as close as this one was. And so the question becomes, what do we need to do better? And one of the things that's getting thrown out there is maybe we should pay people to do this job.
Well, all I can think of is how Ben Wickler for the Democrats managed to put together the cast of Princess Bride, the cast of Veep, the cast, of West Wing. So whoever is going to step into this role for Wisconsin Republicans, you need to figure out a good table read for Kevin Sorbo, John Waite, and Chachi.
Joni loves Chachi.
Yeah.
So it looks like the people who are the executive. So the executive committee is scheduled to meet this coming Saturday to consider the successor of outgoing chairman Paul Farrow. So I'm less familiar with these names, but I guess it's Brian Schimming, who is a at-large member of the party's executive committee. Jesse Garza, who is the third vice chairman, and Ben Vogel, who was a campaign aide to Johnson and had a limited run, I think, for lieutenant governor. But I think he might have dropped out even before the primary happened in August. But it's, I don't know, it's just interesting to be, in one way, like I said, like it, in one way, it's like, oh, of course they don't. But also, strategy-wise, you probably should.
Are these paid in all other states? I mean, or is it just...
That's a good question.
Is it just a state-by-state thing?
I don't know, but... If you're listening right now and you have thoughts on this, 844-967-2789. Or I guess, what job would you do for free?
And there are some.
Are there? I guess it depends on how much money you make from your full-time job. Because I feel like when you sit on boards, don't you get paid to be on boards a lot of the times? Are those all volunteer positions?
Not necessarily.
See, I've never sat on a board. You've sat on a board, right?
I have. And for at least the nonprofits that I've been on the boards of, no, these are not paid.
All right. Well, we're going to keep talking about this when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Join the conversation, 844-967-2789, and we'll be right back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 37 this afternoon under overcast skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 30. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Cloudy skies expected. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
I was out, I was down, I was never around when she got inside my head.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. As always, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. Speaking of which, do we have a text?
We do. Wes from Middleton checking in about what job would you do for free from the 608. And Wes says, I would do those duck boat tours in the Dells.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. That would be a fun, fun job.
I knew, you know, when I was doing improv and stuff in New York, there's a fair amount of comedians, improvisers, who their day job when they're not performing, they're still kind of performing because they're tour guides in one way, either like on a bus or a walking tour. And it, you know, they're very funny and be able to play with that. And like they get paid. But that's a good one. That's a really good one of just giving free, getting the duck boat each day.
You get to drive and tell stories and make people laugh. I think that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Thank you for the text. We were talking about what job would you do for free? What hard job would you do for free? Because I guess I don't know why I would have assumed that this was a paid position, but apparently right now the Wisconsin Republicans are debating whether or not the chairman of the WIS GOP,
which has a lot of responsibilities,
which has a ton of responsibility, should remain a volunteer position as opposed to the Wisconsin Democrats who pay their chairman, as far as Wisconsin dollars go, salaries go, very well. And I think you've seen the difference. And granted, like I said, this is a 50-50 state, and it's not like this is because of their paying Ben Wickler that Democrats are just dominating the state. But in the last couple years, the fundraising edge for Democrats over Republicans is not insignificant. And so in election reports show that Wisconsin Democrats raised about $55.3 million in its state's state and federal accounts compared to Republicans, $22.1 million
wow.
in 2021 alone. And that's double, right? And so it will be interesting. They're meeting this Saturday, they being the Wisconsin Republicans. They have their executive committee meeting, and this is one of the things on the docket, along with who will take over for Paul Farrow, who is stepping down to focus on getting reelected as the Waukesha County executive. And it's just it because it just seems like to do that job well, it feels like something that is full time.
Absolutely.
And who has the organizational and energy levels to do both a full time job and be in charge of a very competitive a party in a very competitive state. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do. But I can't help but laugh of just being like, of course you guys don't pay your chairman.
What baffles me is the amount of money that was spent in this last election is truly mind-boggling. And for some of the, I can think of three top GOP donors where $200,000 is lunch money to pay someone's salary. That's nothing.
Yeah. That is true. It's like, what?
Come on.
Well, it also makes me come back and think of, you know, I always come this push and pull of like the state legislature and how much state senators or state assembly reps make
for their part-time job.
Well, because it's supposed to be a full-time job. Yeah. So I think it's somewhere, I forgot exactly the difference between, but it's around 50. It's more than 50K, but it's
under 60.
Under 60. I mean, it's one of those things where in Milwaukee, aldermen make significantly more for the common council in Milwaukee than people who work in the state legislature. And the frustration, I think, that as taxpayers, as voters, as constituents, we have when they gavel out for the year in election years, and you're like, well, you're still getting a paycheck to literally not do anything and just campaign. And so then the conversation becomes, well, should they get paid as a part-time job? But then that keeps people who are not
wealthy,
sometimes real estate agents, commercial real estate people, you know, a lot of the people who often end up running already have other jobs. And so it's like, this is either going to be a job that should be treated as full-time if it's getting a full-time wage or not. And it's, there's pros and cons to each. And so I guess if I was a Republican, if I was invested in the Republican Party, I don't really understand the reason why you would want to keep this as a volunteer position, considering how competitive everything is. And at least the track record, largely since Ben Wickler, I think, took over the party for the Democrats, the track record for statewide office for Democrats over Republicans is pretty strong in the last
couple years.
And so it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what comes from this. But
do we know if they're going to decide for certain this weekend, or they're just going to kick it around?
They have a meeting this weekend. And so it's like, I think it sounds like this is on the table as far as, should this be a paid position? I guess, how would we pay for it? And also who is in the running to take over that position? So
I shouldn't get my resume ready.
No, okay. I would. You know, because I need you.
I will.
I need you here.
I could.
You
do,
don't have time for that.
I might be able to squeeze in both for $198,000 a year.
That's true. They got to do it for $198,000. And so, but yeah, it's just an interesting question of what do you love enough to make time for when it's this big of a responsibility? And so, pretty interesting stuff. We'll keep you posted on that. But for now, we're going to go to another break. And when we come back, Dr. Mike is going to be here to fix your life and your lineup. If you have questions for him, 844-967-2789. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
the manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The most prominent American being held overseas has been freed.
Welcome home, Brittany.
President Biden says Russia has released basketball star Brittany Griner.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home.
After being in prison for months on drug charges, freeing Griner was a Biden priority, and it came with a heavy price. The U.S. is releasing Russian arms dealer Victor Boot in exchange. At the same time, American Paul Whelan remains held in Russia. Griner's wife, Sherelle, says while this is a happy day for her family,
BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul.
The president says he'll keep fighting to free Whelan.
We are not giving up. We will never give up.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Paul Whelan's brother David said in a statement he was so glad for Griner's release, but also disappointed for his family. I'm Ed Donahue.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. It's been a good year for Wisconsin, the state dipping below 3% unemployment in the last 12 months, the current rate 3.3%, but a worker shortage still projected in the coming years. Amy Pekacek, secretary designee for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, tells the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel there are roughly 2 job openings for every job seeker in the state, so Wisconsin trying to re-engage people who've been out of the workforce for a number of reasons, including incarceration. There are currently 10 job centers and correctional facilities helping inmates get employment once they're released. Richland Center community members frustrated with the proposed closing of the UW-Richland campus. Supporters say some of the reasons for declining enrollment are due to the UW system's lack of financial support, drastic reductions in faculty and staff, and no marketing or strategic plans. They'll forward a petition to Governor Evers, UW System President Jay Rothman, and area lawmakers. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Fantasy. Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life. Hey.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the podcast, which you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen, and wherever you find podcasts, Spotify, Apple, all the places. And you can always join the conversation at 844-967-2789, including right now, especially right now, because it is our weekly segment with Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, executive coach, and who specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction. He's been featured on NPR and the New York Post and Washington Post, and he teaches counseling at New York University. And he, you know, every week helps us tackle topics like work and love and fitness and financial goals. And he also loves to help people make easy money on DraftKings and FanDuel. And so he also happens to be my best friend of 15 years. So this is always a treat to get to talk to you on my show every Thursday. Welcome, Dr. Mike.
Good to see you both. How are you this morning?
We're good. We're getting through the week.
You good?
Getting through this holiday holiday season. I have no idea when I'm going to do my shopping for gifts and everything, but we'll deal with that later. Yeah. So in following up a little bit on our conversation we were just having, less about political parties, but is there a job you do for free? Are there jobs you do for free?
I do this for free.
That's true.
I love it. Yeah, and I'm on two boards for free, two nonprofit boards for free. And you know, one takes up a bunch of time, but you know, I think it's like if it's worth it to you, then it feels great. I mean, it feels like the reward is that work. I mean, that said, too, I do think there are other things that you know people probably do for free that they should get paid for. It sounds like, you know, the GOP role probably should be a paid role. But, you know, but I was thinking, too, is like, how do people in politics, you know, like they don't make so much money, right? How does that work? Right. And so I was while you were talking, I was Googling, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, makes $225,000 a year, which is good money. But she's a very famous person who's working all the time and whatever. And I was like, wow, but did she look so much like, I don't know, she looks like so much like richer than that. And I Googled, and her husband is worth $114 million. Right. So that, those kinds of things, I think, kind of work themselves out. So I do think that, like you were saying before, who's allowed to take these jobs of passion, yeah, you know, for free, because they don't, you know, they're not a single mom trying to keep, you know, both food on the table and electricity, you know, running for three kids in the winter. It's a different situation. So that somebody like that might want to volunteer, might want to do some things that they really care about, but they don't have the means to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's probably a whole other conversation as far as different jobs. Like I know for journalism and like who gets to take those kind of meager wages, despite it being a desirable job, like career path, just because you need to make enough money to live. And sometimes there's a lot of media type jobs now that don't pay very well for a lot of different reasons. And so who gets funneled into those jobs sometimes are people who can afford because of family money,
right,
spouse money, whatever. So
see that a lot in colleges too, right? A lot of kids who like want to go to an internship over the summer and it's unpaid, right? And they, you know, they stay in a fine apartment and they get to, you know, eat and do whatever because their family can pay it. And other people are like, if I don't have a job over the summer, I don't know how I'm keeping my apartment. I don't know how I'm eating. And so then these people look like they are quote unquote harder workers because they were working in the industry for free for a while, that they care more. But it's all about what's going on behind the scenes. But yeah, let's do an episode on that.
Well, soon enough, we're not going to be able to do the football part of this segment. And so we'll have a whole half hour to fill with tons of other topics besides just the lineup. But we're going to get to my lineup in a second. But we have a first question that is kind of about lifetime management, not dissimilar to how do you volunteer for a full-time role that you'll get paid for. All right. Hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 28-year-old woman, and I'm struggling with feeling overwhelmed all the time. Same here, sister. My older sibling is dealing with the stress of a divorce. My parents are constantly worrying about something. I have a long-distance relationship that probably isn't going to work out. Meanwhile, I just got an exciting new job that I want to thrive in. I moved to a new city and want to make a community here, and I haven't been keeping up with my eating and fitness goals. Help! How can I manage all of these other people and myself all at once?
Wow. Yeah. I think a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff.
There's definitely some things in there that I identify with. Not the long distance relationship, but
but you have had one or two of those as well. You know what that's like. And I do think that the holidays, I'm not surprised we're getting this question in December, right? I mean, I do think it's sort of like a long distance relationship. There's stress around that, you know, parents worrying about things. I'm the person moving to a new city. There's all this stuff that's like the compounding thing of like the end of the year, the holidays are coming up, and what am I doing with my life? Help. How do I deal with all this at the same time? Honestly, I'm going to be very surgical about this advice. We all only have so many, we'll call it so many dams to give, so many F to give, which I'm not going to say on radio.
Thank
There's only so many cares that we can give, right? So think about this as you have like a bucket of 100 tokens, then everyone is a care that I can give. I can give one to Jane. I can give one to Kristen. I can give one, you know, to my puppy. I can give one to it. I care about these things. These things are important to me. But as soon as you start divvying them out to other people, you don't have anything left for yourself. Did you notice how the whole first half of this question was all these other people in my life, my sister and like my the long distance relationship and my parents. And then, oh, yeah, I haven't been eating very well. I haven't been going to the gym. Right. Because we're putting those first. So my advice to you is, you know, that might sound glib, but you really do have to give those tokens to A, the most important things and the things that are, you know, that are you first. You cannot just be taking care of everybody else and assume that you're going to have any fuel left in the tank for yourself. And by the way, you know, just like your paycheck, just because you have 100 tokens doesn't mean you need to give them all out. Mm-hmm. It's good to save some sometime, right? And just have a little extra fuel in the tank so that when 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock comes, you don't feel like a tired, you know, emotionally vacant zombie, right? You know, like just because you have nothing left for yourself. So, you know, I would say almost the new year, let's get it going right now. Let's focus on an eating plan now. Let's focus on some fitness now. Focus on making new friends in your new community. That's really important. And, you know, your sister's divorce is going to work itself out. Unless you're a divorce attorney, you probably can't help as much as you want. Your parents are worriers. And get in line, right? Everybody's parents are warriors. And so let them figure that stuff out. They've been doing it for decades. They'll be just fine. You need to focus on yourself first and save a little bit for yourself.
All right. Well, that is a very good answer. And I should take some of that to heart, I would say, especially. Jane had to text me last night to remind me to eat something besides Skittles for dinner. So, you know, same. Lifetime
Thank you,
management
Jane.
Question.
Thank you.
I shake many virtual fingers at her.
All right. Well, moving on to my fantasy football team. You'll be proud to know that your help has, I'm projected to finish second going into the playoffs as of right now for my league.
Great.
But going into this week, it looks like Pittman has a bye, so I need to switch out him. But even with that bye, it looks like I'm projected to win. So what should I focus on for this week, or what changes should I be thinking about?
You have Josh Jacobs in, right? He's in somewhere.
No.
Is he out? Is he on your bench?
I don't think I have Josh Jacobs.
I thought you had Jacobs. I told you to get him.
Oh,
I mean,
there he is.
I would never advise someone secretly.
There he is. I mean,
this is the first time I'm looking at your lineup. Who is Josh Jacobs? yeah, make sure he's in. Good. Okay, so is Pittman a wide receiver, or do you have him in the flex position? Or do you have
right now? I have him as my wide receiver.
Okay, who's on your bench wide receiver? Who are our options?
Sutton. Jefferson.
Which Jefferson?
V. Jefferson from the Rams.
Ugh. That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Who's in your flex right now?
My flex right now is Ayuk.
Okay. Ayuk. Maybe we move. Okay. So who do you have for running backs on your bench?
On my bench, I have Pierce, Drake, and Mixon.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Mixon is going into flex, and Ayuk is going into wide receiver.
Okay.
And watch on Sunday. I'll text you too. I will tell you not to eat Skittles, and I will text you about it. But Mixon's been hurt, so he should be back this week. If he's back, start him. If he's not back, then put in Pierce instead. Okay.
I just gotta say, too many players on roster. How did that happen? I didn't add anyone. This
Jane,
is hard to do live.
Kristen broke ESPN. I don't know
how there you go. All right. All right. So we've and now my percentage is up to 68% of likely
that's
to win.
Good.
My projected points 122.
Yeah, that's it. You're gonna win. That's what we like to call free money. Let's go.
Do we know what kind of a purse we're talking about?
Well, this is the thing. As you might imagine, if you've been listening to this segment with any regularity and how serious I take my fantasy football compared to Dr. Mike. It's not very, because there's also not that much money on the line. This is a group of my girlfriends who I'm pretty sure most of our team names, I don't know if we can say on the radio, because they're all like sexual innuendos that are hilarious. But again, you know,
perhaps not appropriate.
Perhaps not appropriate for the radio. And we all buy in for like $20. So it's not that much money. And even the winner, it's kind of an agreement that you spend it on like a happy hour for us all to go out. So it's the competitiveness is probably on the bottom 10% in the range of leagues and friends and how much smack talk that happens. Ours is pretty minimal, but it's like a fun, you know, we do it as a fun way to just pay attention to the games, have something to kind of look forward to. But it is certainly, I'm guessing there's a lot more smack talk in Michael's leagues, one of his six leagues that he's in.
It's bad. This thread is also very non-repeatable on air, this thread. But you know, also if the money is fine and good, and then you can like go do something with it and like take a picture and send it to your friends, like, thanks for this, loser, because you paid for this to happen, which is great. But I think just like having bragging rights for the year is nice, right? And the season's over, just have like 6 months of bragging rights just to, you know, tell your friends, oh, that's really nice that you got a great promotion, you got engaged, but I beat your behind in fantasy football. It's great. You know?
It's so emotionally healthy, Dustin.
No, this is,
it really is. Yeah. This show brings out the something in me.
Humanity is that you are not just a poignant, eloquent life coach. You're a human too, who loves to beat your friends. So I'm going to set up.
Live your best life and wipe your friends' noses in it is the message of this show. Okay.
All right. So we have a couple minutes before we go to break. So I'll set up the next question that we got, and then we can answer it when we come back. So this is about relationships. Dr. Mike, I'm a 52-year-old woman and I'm going through a painful separation and probably a divorce. My husband just told me that he's going to rent a house near me in our somewhat small town. I feel like this is not a good decision as I'm trying to move on with my life without him. The idea of seeing him at the grocery store, gym, or God forbid, out on a date with someone new terrifies me. I don't want to come across as controlling, but by telling him what to do, but I really don't want him moving back here. P.S. He works remotely and doesn't have family here, so it's not like I'm keeping him from any of that. Should I say something or should I just suck it up and let him live wherever he wants to live? Jane, how much time do we have? We only have a minute left. So think about it, because I think this is a really interesting question, because it's like you can't control your exes. Right. And so go ahead.
One thing that I do, I'm honestly a very particular controlling person about, and I don't mind saying it, is that is what Jane wears in the holiday season. And she promised us light and she promised us festivities, and I don't see any of it today, and I'm very controlling about that. And Jane, I want to see it next week.
All right, so if Dr. Mike will be here for our next segment. If you still have questions, submit them, 844-967-2789. We will answer that relationship question when we come back from this break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 37 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 30. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Overcast skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough. I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your
life. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry on the Civic Media Network. As always, at 11:30 on Thursdays, we are talking to Dr. Michael McCutcheon, and we are fixing your life and your lineup, and always my lineup, by... answering your questions that you submit to have the doctor help out. So, Jane, you said that you have an excuse as to why you've not worn your light up.
Because Dr. Mike viciously just attacked me out of nowhere.
Yes, exactly.
As I expect from a good therapist. Dr. Mike, I'm holding back on the light up stuff because I'm debuting it this weekend at our holiday party.
Oh, so we'll have to, we'll send you a picture, so, Dr. Right. Mike.
So next
and
Thursday.
You don't want that battery to die.
Exactly.
Yeah, you need to reserve that battery.
You gotta parse out the batteries, man. So.
It's a long month. It's a long month. All right. So just to refresh the question that was submitted that we read before the break. I'm a 52-year-old woman, and I'm going through a painful separation and probably a divorce. My husband just told me that he's going to rent a house near me in our somewhat small town. I feel like this is not a good decision, as I'm trying to move on with my life without him. And the idea of seeing him at the grocery store or the gym or on a date terrifies me. I don't want to come off as controlling by telling him what to do, but I really don't want him moving back here. And then she goes on to say that he doesn't have a good reason to necessarily live there because he works remotely and doesn't have family there. And so she's wondering... should she say something, or does she just have to suck it up and let him live where he wants to live?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, and I understand that not wanting to come across as controlling or in a separation, you don't want to, you just, it's not a good look. But I think this is a very thoughtful question, the way that it's phrased. And I have a hunch that this person could communicate this to their husband in a way that's respectful. And I think you have to say something. I think it's for both parties, actually. He might be a little oblivious to the fact that this could sting him too, actually. You know, you're just, you know, in the grocery aisle, and you turn a corner and all of a sudden, you know, your soon-to-be ex-wife is there. And that's not fun for anybody, right? Just drop the eggs, they go everywhere, spill at the scene, it's embarrassing. You don't need that. It sounds like this guy's a little... naive to what his emotions might actually be wanting back there. So I would suggest it and say, hey, maybe try somewhere else or something somewhere else not so close and see what he says. It's not controlling to suggest it. And also, unfortunately, he might have to go through a couple of months of this, right? He might have to go through, you know, 3, 4, 5 months of this and realize that it's not working. I'm glad it's a rental he's looking at and not buying a house there. Mm-hmm. That's good. So let's think of this as, at worst case scenario, as a trial period. And the last comment that I'm going to say, I know it's, you know, a little bit, I don't know your situation as far as life, work, money, connections, any of that sort of stuff. But if he is there and it is hard for you, I know you got a lot of dust that needs settling here as far as a divorce is concerned. Once all that's done, if he does choose to move back and it's not working for you, it could be an opportunity for you to say, you know what, I'm going to take this as a sign that maybe I need to start fresh. You know, he wants to be here. I don't like it, but maybe I'm going to go start fresh with a new city and a new life as well. I think that's your probably your third and last case scenario. But I'd give the other ones a shot as well. And yeah, just saying how you feel and how you predict he's going to feel is not controlling. It's actually a loving statement to communicate that to him.
All right. Good answer, per usual. All right. Well, we got someone who must be a regular listener to this segment that knows that you're a Browns fan. Someone texted in a question for the doctor that says, what's it like cheering for Deshaun Watson as a Browns fan? Who is a bigger villain, a quarterback villain, Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers?
That's funny. Bigger villain is definitely Deshaun. I'll give you that. I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of like a lovable villain. You know, he like puts his bare foot up on the desk, and he, you know, goes on all these diatribes about his conspiracy theories, and he's taking ayahuasca out in the woods, and you know, probably making himself a mask out of monkey fur or something. He's wild, but he's kind of lovable. The other one is not so much.
It feels like apples and oranges in that question of like. Just kind of someone who's a little odd versus someone who's actually a criminal.
Yeah, I kind of like roll my eyes and chuckle at Aaron when he does something silly. It doesn't bother me. You know, it's kind of trying to separate the player from the team. I root for a lot of guys on the team because people like they devoted their whole entire lives to be here. They want to be in the NFL and they train on the off season. They train during the week and they're all injured. It's like week 14. Everyone's injured and they play through all this and their family comes out on the road and they're playing out in the snow just to be booed every single down because of somebody that the team brought in. I can't bring myself to hate the other, you know, 50 some guys on the team or not root for the team. But I do root for the team and I hope that they do well because they deserve it. They've been through a lot as a team in lots of ways. So I try to separate the guy from the team, which is not easy since he's the one touching the ball every single play. Not the easiest thing to do. I try to just like watch with one eye open, really.
Yeah. All right. That's a good PC answer. All right, but so let's now make some money on FanDuel. So tonight's Thursday night football matchup on Amazon Prime features the Vegas Raiders versus the LA Rams. The Raiders are favored to win on the road in LA by 6.5 points. Will the Raiders cover the spread against the defending champs, or should we take the Rams?
First of all, Jeff Bezos, if you're listening, which I know you are, we talk about Amazon Prime or something having to do with Amazon deliveries almost every week on this show. And I think you should probably start sponsoring the show. So just throwing that out there. All your ratings have been so good, probably because of us. So thank you in advance for that future sponsorship. And so I think you got to smash the Raiders on this one. The Raiders haven't covered in an away game where they're the favorites in like 7 or 8 games, which means either A, I'm making a really bad call here because hello, they're not going to cover this one. They're not going to win by more than 6.5, or B, they're due. And that sentence has probably been spoken by so many degenerate loser gamblers like me throughout the years. But I do think the Raiders are due to cover. The Rams stink. They're using backup quarterback. They're all banged up. Aaron Donald is out. The Raiders used to play in L.A. They're going to have a lot of fans there. I think you take the Raiders in this one.
All right. Well, we only have a minute left, so I'm not going to we'll have to save some of these for next time. But the Packers have a bye, so you don't have to predict anything this week because of that. You were finally right. We did beat the Bears.
Yeah.
So
they did. Yeah. It's and like I predict the Packers will not lose this week. That's my prediction.
That is a great, great, solid prediction. All right. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, thank you as always for joining us. He will be back next Thursday at 11:30. And thank you again.
It's good to see you both. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Pleasure. We'll come back with more headlines after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness, sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. A message.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.